the companies that can still have the human touch and human interaction aspect to their business will probably win in the long run, even when AI takes a more lead role in lead gen and lead nurture and becomes more of the norm that people are talking to robots until they get farther along in the pipeline. I think the people who still have that human interaction will win over the long time frame. What's up, the Tactical Empire? It is Sean coming at you solo today. Here we go. A few episodes ago, I went over my thoughts on paid advertising, especially for service-based businesses. A little after that, I started working with and consulting with a local marketing services company for about 4 weeks. I helped them break down what it is that they do and put it into a framework that would be very clear for potential customers to understand the importance of, and also for them to have a workflow through. What I helped them create was called the SWOP framework, S-W-O-P. There were two verticals to their company. It was SEO, website building, CRM, and then a organic and paid ad strategy. So the SWOP framework was SEO to website, organic to paid, S-W-O-P. So they started working with their clients at the top of the lead gen funnel. The goal, again, was to get as many eyeballs on the business as possible through basically three strategies, but it's really four when you look at it. One is to have a clean, optimized website that's easy to navigate and easy for people to input their information. It's very clear on what it is that you do and your branding, your messaging, who you're for, and what problem you solve. Within that website, you need to have good SEO. That is what's embedded in the website, and is also your GBP, your Google Business Profile page, optimizing that to rank higher on Google when people search for your service or business or like-kind service or business. Those two things work together. Then the other side of the funnel is your organic social media strategy in tandem with your paid organic strategy. You want both of those to be on brand, but usually paid. You can do a slightly different strategy type than your organic. Those four columns funnel down into two things. One, a well-built out CRM system. This is your back-end system. Most prominently, a lot of people are working on Go High Level or something of the sort. You get your customers' information, you have your automations, your mass email, mass texting, your workflows, where they are in the pipeline in the CRM system. Easy to navigate, easy to understand, easy to adjust and be flexible with over time. And then obviously we need human interaction. So part of this company's goal was to get people into our CRM system and then have some sort of human touch to it. I know the big thing nowadays is automation, AI, but the companies that can still have the human touch and human interaction aspect to their business will probably win in the long run, even when AI takes a more lead role in lead gen and lead nurture and becomes more of the norm that people are talking to robots until they get farther along in the pipeline. I think the people who still have that human interaction will win over the long time frame. And finally, at the bottom, after you have website, SEO, organic and paid ads and content, you flow into the CRM and then you have the human interaction. The overall goal is to grow revenue, right? Marketing companies aren't there to help you with creating more profit margin or manage your expenses or be a better leader. A marketing company should help you grow revenue, period, end of story. Whether or not they're doing your sales or not, the fact that you're getting more eyeballs and more leads, in turn, if you change nothing about your sales process, talking to more people will increase your revenue. We could go down a whole different rabbit hole when it comes to hiring the right people, putting them in the right seats, being a better leader, sales training, all that stuff. That is not the point of this podcast episode. This podcast episode was to teach you the funnel and framework that I had helped create for this marketing servicing company via website, SEO, organic, paid content, flowing through to your CRM, having the human interaction with the overall goal to increase revenue. If you need help auditing that, reach out to me. I'll take a look, give you my two cents.